Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a special guest on the show today. I have Connie Curtis from the Gluten Food and Allergy Specialist.com. It's awesome to have you here, Connie.
It's awesome to be here.
Great, great, great. Well, what I wanted to do was I just wanted to give kind of a short introduction of Connie so you can learn a little bit more about like who she is, what she's done, and all the great things that she's accomplished. So Connie works closely with women newly diagnosed with gluten intolerance and other food allergies. She empowers them with coaching, resources, and support through a step-by-step process to help them feel less overwhelmed and back on their way to healthy and thriving, to become healthy and thriving. Her goal is to work with women in switching to a true gluten-free lifestyle with ease through developing healthy and sustainable habits. Connie is a women's empowerment leader, speaker, author, and self-love expert. The founder of Gluten and Food Allergy Specialist.com, she turned her own diagnosis of gluten intolerance, food allergies, thyroid, and celiac disease around by shifting to a true gluten-free lifestyle. With over 15 years of varied experience, her life's mission is to empower women and shifting to a true gluten-free lifestyle. Thank you so much again, Connie, for being here. And I wanted to give you the floor to see if there was anything additional that you wanted to kind of tell us about your CEO story that we didn't kind of touch on in the intro.
Really, the thing that inspired me to start this business was like through my own journey, like it. There's just so much information out there and a lot of it's incorrect, and taking the food out was a big piece of it for me and learning the day-to-day steps, but you know, also getting the right medical professional that knows what they're doing. So, and one thing I might just add is a little thing that I my viewpoint's a little different on it than what we've been told. Most of us have been told about like what I refer to as the traditional gluten-free diet, which is taking out wheat, barley, and rye. And that's not actually eating completely gluten-free. To eat actually completely gluten-free is taking all grains out, which a lot of people know as paleo. But what I encounter a lot of times, and I can relate to it totally, is women and other people just totally freak out. Like we've had it so engraved in our head that we have to have grains in our diet to be healthy, which isn't true because it's not healthy for all of us. And how a lot of them are being sourced now is not healthy for any of us. Right. So I'm a real big advocate around eating completely gluten-free, but also eating healthy, organic, and non-GMO, if that's possible for people. So the only way I finally got healthy was taking all the grains out. And it really blew my mind when I found out that, you know, all grains had gluten, and that's not what we've been told. So, but that is one of the big things that made a huge difference for me in finally getting healthy. So I'm a real stand for that and to educate people around it. Yeah. So that they can get healthy and living their life again. This can have a bigger impact than a lot of people think. Like it just doesn't make you sick. A lot of times, you know, people have acute reactions with people hear about all the time. But even for people that don't have it, the long-term effects can lead to things a lot, you know, that aren't great for your bodies, like autoimmune diseases. And, you know, I would say anything that causes inflammation causes cancer is what I've learned a lot from, you know, healthcare professionals that I trust. So, and we do have an epidemic of a lot of diseases in our communities now.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, obviously, it sucks that you had to go through that to develop your business, but I truly appreciate you being able to kind of see something or see that there is an issue and to create a solution for it to help out not only yourself, but a lot of other people that might have to deal with those specific diseases. So what products or services do you do to kind of help people out with that?
So I offer a couple different ones for people to get started in, you know, where they're comfortable at. So I have a book. And I also offer coaching services, and I have a course, you know, that people can do on their own. So I have three different levels right now. And as everyone else, you know, I'm working to expand the services and, you know, other ways that I can reach more women and more people around this. So.
Awesome. 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 And I guess, what do you feel like some of the things that, that make you unique as a CEO or as a business owner or your organization?
Well, I would say one of the things that makes me unique is my viewpoint on what's eating completely gluten-free, because there's two different points of view. Mine, that people that have this way, and then people that say it's just wheat, barley, and rye. So I would say that definitely makes me unique. I have gotten haters over that. So I would say, too, how my perspective is very unique in that I don't feel like I'm deprived or have a lack of food to eat now. I feel like I eat better than I did before. And bonus point, I don't get sick anymore. Because it's not great when you're eating something, even if you, you know, I have a lot of women and men, some too, that come to me, but, you know, they talk about like they feel they're deprived because they can't eat that old food. But usually there's ways you can sort of make something pretty similar to it, because it's food is taste and texture. Woody Harrelson said that on a summit once, and it stuck with me. You know, and really if you get something to that taste and texture that's really similar, like, it's not that big a deal. I mean, our heads can make it a really big deal, really, is what, you know, comes up. So I really, and the other thing that I really take a perspective, and this is not how you market yourself, because a lot of people don't get it up front, right? But a lot of like shifting to a new way of eating or doing really anything else new is like really working on the mindset about it. I know personally, I had to work through a lot of my own stories around eating and self-worth, self-care, and things like that. What probably a lot of people don't realize, and I think is starting to become more awareness now, is that those things do affect you taking care of yourself, from what you eat to exercising, you know, to really anything we do, right? So, and what, how I'm unique too is like I see everything very connected, like our health to the planet's health to, you know, the food sourcing, like it's all connected. And like when you start shifting one area, usually it shifts other areas as well.
One of the next things I wanted to ask was, just because we're on the IMCO podcast, is just, what CEO hack do you have? And this could be like a book or an app or something that you use on maybe like a daily basis that you feel helps you to kind of be successful as an entrepreneur or business owner.
You know, honestly, I would say the two things that really are like my, like I just, my day doesn't go and flow if I don't do these, is exercising and meditation. Yeah, because they both, exercising helps you tap into how you're feeling, and meditation really helps me tap into like, you know, taking actions, but just not taking those busy actions, because a lot of things you'll do, I remember before I started doing this, like you'll just do those, you know, I don't know, post all day, you know, do these things trying to connect people. And in the beginning, you know, you may need to do that, but you, the more aware you can become of the actions that are really beneficial to people, and just, you know, I also find it helps me really tapping in myself and just being authentic about it. Whereas before, sometimes if you're not relaxed and just into, you go so into your head, you're trying to copy what other people are doing and you're not being yourself. So you're not really putting your true gifts out there for your people to find you or hear you. So those are my, really my two go-tos. And the other thing I would say too is like, really, you know, I don't have a coach right now, but I've had a coach like a big piece of my entrepreneur time, you know, because that's really, I've had to work on my mindset for my business, which most entrepreneurs know, because if you don't, you stay stuck in this, I don't know, never land or the rabbit hole, and you can't get out of it again because you don't have the support, anything around that. So I would say, and just really good support, like online and offline, like those type of friends that you can go to, like, and usually they're entrepreneurs because we have that commonality and we've all had to dig to a point in ourselves to get here or wherever you're at in your journey, right? So, you know, you need those people that are gonna lift you up and like share their opinions and advice, but you know that you can choose, you know, it helps you find your own way. and those friends that give you a kick in the ass, and mm-hmm. the coach too, because you really do need that sometimes. With love, of course, but
we hope so. We hope so. No, that's, those are all, you know, great things to kind of keep in mind, you know, just to kind of help you be successful. So I wanted to ask you, if you could provide maybe a CEO nugget, which might be a good kick in the ass, for advice or piece of advice that we can get so that we can be better CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners.
The biggest piece of advice I can give anyone out there, whether you're starting, you're midway, or in, if you're upway, just a reminder that, like, you know, you don't need someone to tell you the next step to do necessarily. Like, people may suggest things, and coach, a really good coach will suggest something and support you in that, but not tell you necessarily, right? Because you really do know when you tap into yourself what the next step is for you and your business. I know we all think, you know, in the beginning I said that it sounds so corny, right? But it really is true. Like, and once you really start doing that, things become a lot easier. Like, you know, even in situations you don't know how the hell you're going to, like, what you're going to do, like, you know, if you're going to fall on your face, or, like, you know, other things, like, we have these things about, like, the fear of running out of money, you know, I don't know, any gamut of things, right? Like, if you really tap into yourself and, like, how people around you, but they know that you know. So, like, and when you really start following yourself, things start falling into place. Like, you can sort of look backwards and go, the little steps take you somewhere, right? Instead of the ego, which says, oh, you have to know all these different steps before you could go jump, right? So,
right.
Yeah. So that would be my biggest advice, I would say. And learning to really trust yourself on those. I think that's the biggest thing for most people, is really trusting yourself. So I think that's a big part of it too, being authentic and trusting yourself. So,
Let me ask you then, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I think what type of CEO I am is, like, I really started tapping into my passion and just following my intuition around it, and, like, that's really started and really tapping into how things make me feel. Yeah. It's one of those things people say it's corny, but it's so true. Like, if you feel like you're successful and you feel like, you know, I don't know, you're taking actions, and it doesn't just mean in your business, right? Cause one valuable thing I've learned is that, not just one, but, like, you know, it's not just your business life, your life, it's all formed together. And, like, a lot of people try to keep it all separate, but you really can't. Like, if you try to keep it separate, it doesn't flow. So, you know, the more fun and more joyful things you have, and that can be in your business, but outside your business too, it all affects your business and your life, how it's going to go. So I think, I would call myself a heartfelt CEO now, like I wouldn't have before, but yeah, definitely following your heart and your passion, like, to serve whoever your tribe is and finding them. That's, like, really what lights me up. And the thing that really just lights me up even more is, like, you know, like, I know it's more than about food with people, for me, with people. And when you start seeing that shift, like, can you imagine what our world would be like? I'm going to start crying now, but that's what really lights me up. And I learned that, like, when I was telling my coach one day, like how we all are changing the world, and I can see it now, even though things are messy, like the whole, you know, our government and things like that, you know, but, like, if you focus on what you're doing, like, it really starts things to shift, and I can see and feel things shifting. And that's another one of my gifts as my coach I've learned to really own, is, like, you know, you may think you're ripples, but they really become big. And I can say that, like, just from personal relationships that have shifted, like, things around my family have shifted, and my business. So, like, it's all interconnected. So, yeah.
I love that definition, the heartfelt CEO. Connie, I'm super appreciative for you taking some time out of your schedule to kind of speak with us. What I wanted to do was try to give you the floor to see if there's anything additional that you wanted to kind of tell our readers and our listeners. And secondly, just how people can kind of get a hold of you.
I know so many people say, oh, there's no way I can be allergic to gluten or anything else. But, like, if you just have these, consider them normal, like bloating, the foggy headedness, the stress and things like, you know, or just not feeling like quite like yourself sometimes, like after eating, or, you know, it could be even like not right after eating, just in general, not feeling quite yourself. Don't blow it off, because I blew it off for years. So don't blow off things that just, you know, we seem to say that are normal in society, that you feel like this because of stress or whatever it is, right, that you hear over and over, or depression. You know, a lot of symptoms that we all consider, well, that is considered normal, out that we've told are normal, are not necessarily normal. There are ways our bodies are trying to tell us, hey, I need some help here.
So, Connie, I'm super appreciative of everything that you've given to us. What's the best way for people to kind of get a hold of you?
One of the best ways probably to get a hold of me is either through Facebook Messenger, and that's glutenandfoodallergyspecialist.com is my business page. And one of the places I really hang out on the most is probably Instagram. So, and that's glutenandfoodallergyspecialist.com too. Besides, on my website, you can contact me there through Connie@glutenandfoodallergyspecialist.com.
Awesome. 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 We'll have those links down in the show notes just in case anybody wants to follow up. Connie, thank you so much again for being awesome. And I truly appreciate everything you're doing.
And thank you so much for having me on. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.